What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and today I want to show you a slight wrinkle that we just saw this past week against the New York Giants from the Eagles offense. And what is that wrinkle? It's the tackle over or unbalanced look along the offensive line. So what is that? Let's get into the details of it. If you look at this play from afar, it looks like your basic 11 personnel set. One running back, you see Darren Sproles here in the backfield, and a tight end. Looks pretty basic. But if you look a little bit closer, this is where you see the wrinkle. Now, if you're looking at this from afar, you say, all right, here's your right tackle, but it's not Halapulavati Vaitai. That's actually Zach Ertz. Vaitai, big V, is actually lined up on the left side as a left tackle, and next to him is what you would expect to be your tight end, is Jason Peters. So now what the Eagles have done is they put both of their tackles on the same side of the formation, and you've got Zach Ertz on this side. So what does this do? If you're a defense and you see this, there are some things you have to work out, because you've got a passing element on one side and you've got a run strength, a very distinct run strength, lined up on the left. So how do you try and defend this? Well, the Giants, they defend it by taking their safety, Landon Collins, who is their go-to tight end guy on defense. He's the guy that they want to man up one-on-one against tight ends. They put him in a position where he's going to defend Zach Ertz one-on-one. Now, the Eagles have yet to show this at all season long. So you can see the Giants are a little bit misaligned here, and they're trying to figure this out. All right, what do we have to do? Who's responsible for what? So the Eagles take advantage, and they're going to run what's really called a G scheme, a little G scheme to the play side. And when I say a G scheme, what I mean is it's a guard pulling to the play side. So you've got Stefan Wisniewski. He's going to pull to the play side here, which means Halapulavati Vaitai is going to block down on this defensive tackle. And I want you to watch the job that Big V does blocking down on this defensive tackle here. He gets him down on the ground. Really nice job there from Big V. You've got Wisniewski pulling around. He's going to pick up the linebacker number 57. And Jason Peters is going to reach Jason Pierre-Paul and stretch him horizontally towards the sideline. And all this does is it gives Darren Sproles the room he needs to break it upfield for a 17-yard gain. And I want to take a look at this from the sideline as well, because this is really, really impressive. When you look at the movement that the Eagles offensive line was able to get on this play, it's outstanding. And really what you can do is just look at the line of scrimmage, which is really at the 48-yard line right around here. And all we're going to do is we're going to let this play run, and you can see just how much movement they get. By the time Darren Sproles reaches the original line of scrimmage, which again is the 48-yard line, look at where this Eagles offensive line has moved the Giants defense. They're at about the 42, 43-yard line, 5 yards upfield. Darren Sproles has not been touched yet, and he's off to the races for a 17-yard gain. Great deception, great job by the Eagles, presenting something different that the Giants had yet to see from this team on film. So what do? They go back to this look later in the game. Now our early fourth quarter, and the Eagles come back, very similar look. This time, two tight ends on the field. So you've got two tight ends, Brent Celek and Trey Burton on one side. You've got both offensive tackles, Big V and Jason Peters to the left side. Here's Zach Ertz here, lined up in the near slot to the left. Giants are aligned much better here. They're ready to stop the run. You see the run fake here. You've got a defender coming clean here. You've got another linebacker that's getting ready to spill in the B gap over here. But now what you've got, this isn't going to be a run play from the Eagles. This is actually going to be a play action pass. Carson Wentz is going to fake the run. He's going to roll right. He delivers a strike to Zach Ertz for a first down. And if we see this from the sideline angle, you can really get a sense of how this run fake really messes with the Giants' safeties. You see the run fake. Here's one safety. His eyes are in the backfield. Here's another safety. His eyes are in the backfield. Everybody's focused on the run action, and all you're going to get is Jordan Matthews running upfield just to stretch the defense on that side. And Zach Ertz is going to run from the other side of the field, a little over route, a short crossing route, and he's going to catch this pass wide open. Nice job breaking open the top of his stem. Great job by Carson Wentz. Eyes downfield. He's nice and square. He's got a rusher bearing down on him. And watch him make this throw on a rope to Zach Ertz here for a first down. The Eagles did a great job of complementing some of their basic run plays with pass plays. You see them right there using the tackle over unbalanced look to keep the Giants defense off balance. And we're going to see if this is going to be something that Doug Peterson and this Eagles staff will use moving forward against the Atlanta Falcons. For more on that matchup, make sure you stay tuned right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app for Eagles Game Plan presented by Verizon Wireless.